To order, I'd like to ask Representative Barnett to give us invocation, please.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we just give you thanks and we rejoice in all that you've given us and all that you will be giving us, Father, and just have your hands in these proceedings. We welcome your Holy Spirit here into these chambers, Father. Just bring in new life, Father, and just inspire us and have your hand in all that we do and have your just Holy Spirit enter our hearts, Father, so that we always seek to do your will in everything that this nation touches and for the good of our people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green?
Present.
Joyce Deer?
Present.
Dottie Barnett?
Present.
James Jennings?
Here.
Rufus Scott? Madam Chair, you got four present and one absent.
Four present and one absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. This is the approval of the minutes for October the 9th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes with any corrections that are needed.
Representative Jennings makes a motion to approve the minutes for October the 9th with any corrections. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
And Chair, you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. The minutes are approved. Down to the order of business. TR 17-146, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to accept and execute a contract with Nihon Codeine for the benefit of the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health Community Hospital, Okemah. Sponsors Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. Discussion?
Mr. Terry, you want to give us a handout?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. I did put a little narrative in your report today that Nihon Codeine was the vendor that we selected to provide the telemetry and portable monitoring stations for the new Okemah Hospital. So it's just pretty much black and white as that vendor. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to take it. If not, thank you for consideration.
Thank you. As he said, we have the explanation and all in our the binders that he gave us. If you have any questions, questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next is TR 17-147, the tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the execution of a memorandum of understanding between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Okmulgee County Emergency Management. Sponsors Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Any discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's a pretty short memorandum, but if there are any questions, Mr. Tim Creighton is here to answer those.
for Swiftwater Rescues.
Yes.
The MOU, I just need to make sure it has an execution line for the our emergency management director. That means the state principal chief of police to execute.
So does she?
Whoever's the department that's interacting with MOU, they probably have a copy of that.
Yes.
Yeah. If we can just have them amend that and prepare that and submit it to Alicia before council meeting.
Okay.
Just have the signature line
for the
chief signature. Yes.
We can do that.
Any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Dudley Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Deere.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. This is NCA 17-200, the law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the United States Department of Interior Bureau of Indian Education Tribal Education Department grant to the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education, Employment, and Training. Sponsors, Representative Jennings.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Discussion?
Mr. Anderson. Thank you, Madam Chair. This grant is in regards to the Native Youth Community Project grant that we received from the Department of Education. There needs to be some corrections in the title where it reads United States Department of Interior should be United States Department of Education and strike Bureau of Indian Education Tribal Education Department grant. These funds are from the United States Department of Education. And on line 31 and 32, change interior to education and strike Bureau of Indian Education, Tribal Education Department. And then on the second page on line 4 and 5, change interior to education and strike Bureau of Indian Education, Tribal Education Department. With that, this is a 4-year grant that is a continuation of the current NYCP grant that is operated through the Department of Education. It will enable us to expand that program to 3 additional schools the first year and continue our efforts to promote college and career. We're working with Bristow. We expect to expand to Wilson, Dewar, and possibly Midway. The amount is $2,093,000.
Do we need to make an amendment for that? Or just,
yes.
Go ahead and
just strike. It just needs to be United States Department of Education.
Right.
Okay. Just make that throughout the legislation.
Mm-hmm. Motion by Representative Barnett to make to amend the title to United States Department of Education, and striking out Terry Bureau of Indian Education, Tribal Education Department, and then on line 31 and 32, the same thing, and on line 4 and 5 on the back page. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against.
I have a couple of questions. Mr. Anderson, just how were the schools selected for participation in this program?
They were selected through the staff program, which is really overseen by the NYCP. They, I think, expressed interest in working with the nation. We're not against, you know, working with more schools, but I do know that those three expressed interest in our consultations, and I think they have the resources in place that we can work this program in. We would certainly entertain schools that would want to work with us through NYCP. We'd be certainly interested.
So it wouldn't be just limited to those three?
I don't think so. We'd certainly like to talk to others.
Okay. I was just curious because I know I'm all for more resources going towards the rural schools, but all three of those school districts are pretty small.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering about the number of students that would be served.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're working with Bristol now, so
yes.
We would certainly entertain any school that would like to work with us on this project. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks.
Are there any more questions? If not, roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
And she got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. NCA 17-201, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation appropriating funds to continue the junior ball program to be administered by the Department of Education and Training. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Mr. Anderson, did you want to address this?
Either way, this is legislation to continue our partnership with Steve Goodgame, PS Institute for Robotics, to work with our tribal nation schools in the junior robotics program. Great. Sure. There's been negotiation between the department, Mr. Goodgame, and our department to work out the details to keep this program going. And if you would like to express what you intend to do with the nation.
Sure. So this, we work directly with Mr. Anderson and his new assistant, McKenzie, to get this proposal in front of you. And I think this is something that Mr. Anderson wanted. And I think we've met all the corrections and improvements that he wanted to put in it. So I kind of feel like we work together well on this. And this is a well-received program. Teachers love this program. Kids love this program. And I think we're having a true impact with this. So I'd like to see it.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions?
On line 2 and 3 on the second page, it says that said appropriation shall carry forward until fully extended, and then it says any funds remaining will be returned to the tribal treasury. Is that the way it's going to be written? Sounds like it should be one or the other.
Yeah. I think that the agreement was probably this is what we're going to pay the Kids Institute through July 31st in 4 installments, the way I understand it. I'm not sure if there will be any remaining funds.
So strike the last thing.
Other things at this point. I would defer to our attorney.
I would strike said appropriation shall carry forward until fully expended, since they're going to use all of it. And if something were to happen and we were to get out of the contract early, I haven't reviewed this contract specifically, but if we didn't have to pay the full amount, then any unexpended funds would be returned to the treasury.
So you take out the first one and not the second.
Yeah, I would take out the first one.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to take out said appropriation shall carry forward until fully expended.
Yes.
Okay.
Motion made by Representative Barnett to strike shall said appropriation shall carry forward until fully expended. Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Dare.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That amendment passes. Any more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Dare.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. It's sent to BF&J for a funding source. NCA 17-202, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Osuna Public Schools. The sponsor is Representative Hicks.
Madam Chair, Mr. Hicks couldn't be here. He asked me to co-sponsor this with him.
Okay.
Make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. Any discussion? Is anyone here from Okemah? We do have a letter from the Okemah superintendent. Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Dare?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 17-203, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Midway Public Schools. Sponsors, Representative Hicks.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. Any discussion? We also have a letter from Mr. Douglas, the superintendent. Any questions? Discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Dare.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
And Chair, got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source. NCA 17-204, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Tulsa Community College. Sponsor is Representative Huff.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Jennings. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deere. And discussion? No one here from the community college.
Madam?
Yes.
I know as a committee we've received feedback from the other committees that sometimes they can't be here, and I get that, but I'm not against any of these legislations. It just seems like if people are going to ask us for something, they should be here. And the sponsor should be here to explain it if the people aren't here, and we don't have any in any of these. And I'm not against any of them. And if they were here, it would still be the same vote. But, in the past, the committees haven't entertained legislation where the sponsor or responsible parties were not present. So I'm not trying to tank you for any of them, but I don't know. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel the same way. If they cannot be here, I wish they would have a representative from their school or whatever.
Mr. Huff did ask me to take care of this for him, but I agree that there needs to be someone from the schools or whatever to represent them. Thank you.
Yes. I know we have a lot of discussion about our scheduled time of meeting, but so far it has worked out great for our committee and for some of the employees also. Okay, with that, roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
No.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got two in favor and one against.
Two in favor, one against. That motion passes.
You referred
to BF&J for funding source. NCA 17-205, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the United States Department of Health and Human Services for the Muscogee Creek Nation Behavioral Health Department. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Mr. Kelly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Ms. Barnett. Once again, in your packet, I put a brief project overview of the project in here. I won't belabor you by reading it back to you. This is an expansion of our behavioral health grants. You guys have seen that we were awarded the $500,000. The only thing that I'll point out there at the end of the kind of the first paragraph, it says for delivering, sustaining, effective, efficient, and culturally appropriate health services to our patients. And I know that this issue's been brought up in the past, that sometimes we haven't put the culturally appropriate emphasis on some of the things that we do in behavioral health, and that's one of the things that I am pushing our behavioral health and our clinics that we need to have this training, and everything we do should be appropriate, culturally appropriate for our communities and our citizens. So with that, thank you for consideration.
Thank you. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
I'm sure you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. NCA 17-206, the law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Higher Education Incentive Grants Program fiscal year 2018 budget. Sponsors, Representative Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Representative Barnett. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion?
Princeton Bride, they need more money to give students who are doing great things. And Ms. On the Hill is here to answer any questions if we have them.
Have any questions? Do you have any comments, Ms. On the Hill?
We appreciate any kind of assistance that we can get to supplement any of our programs to assist our students to further their education. A lot of these students are, having hard times within the school systems themselves. The school systems are having their hard times, so it falls back on the students to make sure that they get extra resources to help them along. So any supplement to help the student would be much appreciated.
Thank you. Any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. We sent to BF&J for funding source. Down to other business. Being a short month for us, we still have a report from Ms. Rowe and from Terry, but he does have a few introductions to be made.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you guys heard last month, we've started to expand our cardiovascular care in Okmulgee. We brought Dr. Dupre down for our non-invasive cardiology program. This month, we're also expanding. I want to come and introduce Dr. Michael Phillips to you guys. He's a CV surgeon out of Oklahoma Heart Institute. He's going to be coming down here doing a CV cardiovascular surgery clinic. I think they're going to be here twice a month starting out. So with that, if you'd allow me to, I'd like for Dr. Phillips to come and introduce himself and let you guys know what we're going to be doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair, for allowing me to be here today.
Thank you,
Chief Nelson. My name is Michael Phillips. Great, thank you. I am a cardiac and thoracic surgeon, and I've been in town for about 6 years. And we have a unique opportunity with our institution, with Heart Oklahoma Heart Institute, to expand our services to hopefully improve access to resources that your patients need. We have a comprehensive program that involves cardiac, thoracic, which is lung cancer, and endocrine thyroid disease that we can have, that patients can have immediate access here in Okmulgee to our the kind of things that we can provide, surgical, non-surgical as well. And I think that having a presence here closer to where you have the core of business, core of patients, that I believe that your patients would be better served not having to drive into Tulsa. And I understand resources and time are somewhat of a constraint to your patients. And I think being here would be an opportunity for both of us to improve the access to care for the Creek Nation. So.
Thank you very much. Open for any questions. Representative Jennings.
So, Mr. Terry, he's going to come to Okmulgee instead of Okemah, like Dr. Lucinto was doing? Or?
Yes, they're going to be coming here to Okmulgee. When you look at our map, and really Okmulgee is kind of the centerpiece of the tribe. It's centrally located. So starting out with our 2 days a month, we're going to centralize here. And the CT unit that we have at the Okmulgee Hospital is set up to do hearts. So we have that package on there. Our nuclear medicine camera that we have is set up here in Okmulgee. So really all of our technology and equipment to do cardiovascular care is really here. And so at least for the beginning the program, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any more questions? Anyone in the audience? No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for being here.
Bye-bye. Any announcements? Okay. Yes, Chief.
I know tonight, there's at 6 p.m. the Council House project update. I think the Council was invited to attend that. So if you can make that, it'd be great.
Okay. Thank you. And also tomorrow evening will be the LNC at 6:30. No more announcements?
Congratulations on that.
Oh, yes. Congratulations to the winners.
Yes.
We
have BFMJ
Thursday
night, too.
Okay.
This week, 6:30.
BFMJ Thursday at 6:30. Okay. No more announcements. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Deer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We are adjourned, and I'd like to ask Representative Deer to give us the benediction, please.